Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
We're here.
How you doing?
Hello,
hello, friend.
Hello,
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 friends.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Big gymnastic. He's done, right? Final four? That's it.
Gymnastics is done?
Yeah, he's done for the final four. He's done for the March Madness, and he's replaced by your good friend, Ian Eagle.
Oh, yes.
That's going to be great.
I mean, I love the Birdman.
I'll take that trade any day.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Ian's the GOAT.
Good.
I mean, Nance is great too, but
yeah, we got Nance for football and the Masters. I mean, and you know, all the other majors and all that stuff. So it's fine.
Yeah, we get plenty of Nance. I'm good.
Yeah, he. I think he said Masters is definitely the thing he'll probably be doing the longest. I thought what year?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll do that until he dies.
Yeah, I think he said like what year was it? I don't know. He was on the Russillo podcast and he said what year would be his last year. It might be in like the 2030s, to be honest. He's you know, still pretty fairly young guy, I think, but
I feel like golf's an easy sport to announce. Like, it's not like you're calling the action live, right?
Right.
Yeah, very right. Slow.
Yeah.
And it's you react to what happens. It's not like I imagine it's much easier to call a golf shot than like what Kevin Harlan did during that Furman game. He went
that
crazy.
Was incredible. That was incredible.
He's another GOAT. Yeah, I mean, we should do a top five ranking one day, best play by play announcers out there. Yeah, Harlan and Ian, I think are definitely in there. And
Harlan, Eagle, Gus Johnson.
I mean, you got to put
Gus Johnson's great.
You got to put Breen in there.
Gus Johnson.
Right? I mean,
yeah, Breen.
Oh, Breen's great. Breen's great.
Got to put
and
Breen.
Then,
what about Prime Marv? I think
we forget
how good he was.
Absolutely. what was it? NBA and NBC. That was Marv.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously he did Knicks games too before Breen did, but
right.
Who was the color guy on NBA on NBC? With that, like, with the A-team. It was, like, Marv and who was the other guy? It was some
there was a
tall
few. There
white
was, like,
guy.
Doug Collins was on there for a minute.
Okay. There was some other
guy. Wasn't Bill Walton there for a while, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill.
They had Bill Walton. They had Steve Snapper Jones. And there was one
That's
other
right.
Gamer.
That's who it is. That's who I'm thinking of, Juice. Yeah.
I think they had Dr. Jack for a minute.
And then Ahmad Rashad on the sideline?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's also, he's kind of lingering around now.
Yeah, he is.
He does a lot of Knicks interviews. I see him on Instagram.
I see that, yeah. Is he working for MSG maybe now?
I don't, yeah. Good question.
I don't know.
Is he a Knicks fan?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
But he's like best friends with Jordan?
Yeah, I mean, he's a New York guy. I mean, Spike Lee's like really good friends with Jordan too, so...
Also, shout out to Hubie Brown.
Yeah.
He's the man.
Hubie's great.
I love the way he pronounces the word athlete. Athlete.
Yeah.
God, he's got to be pushing 90, right?
He's up there.
Yeah, he's up there.
I mean,
still great, still sharp though.
Yeah, no, he is. Yes, but he looks old, you know. So.
Yeah.
But, all right, cool. Nice little opening there, talking about some of the best announcers out there. Where should we start? Should we start with women's NCAA or men's? First ever women's open?
We can start with the women. It's been a little testy in these waters.
A little bit.
Right?
A little bit. Yeah, Iowa, LSU. Which, I mean, I watched the entire game. Perfect time, right? They put the men's at like 9:30. It ends at like midnight. Women's was like 3:30 on a Sunday. It was great. And refs were awful. Let's be honest. I mean, what Iowa's three best players were like had like four fouls like before you could blink, including Caitlin Clark, you know, who's like the next coming. And yeah, obviously, you know, a lot of it was tarnished by this, you know, whole, you know, you can't see me taunting, whatever. I mean, Caitlin Clark just came out today, I think, and said like she was fine with it. I think it was a bit much, in my opinion, with the Angel Reese, you know, following her after they already won the game. I think that was a bit much, but otherwise I'm cool with it.
I didn't think it was a big deal, but I think her lashes are a bit much. No?
Yeah. A little bit.
Definitely.
Looks like she's got two spiders on her face.
Yeah. A little bit. But yeah, I mean, we all like taunting and trash talking. I mean, again, it's like after you win, Portnoy, I mean, he was obviously going crazy about it, but he did make a good point.
I think 99% of that was him having a lot of money on.
He did.
Yeah, for sure.
He showed his bet. It was part of a parlay with like a bunch. It was like a bunch of baseball games and then that game. And yeah, he lost 25K. Yeah. And he lost on only that game. So yeah, he it was definitely had a lot to do with it. But no, he made a good point. It's like when in championship history or when in history, sports history, has a team won a championship and then like the winning team, like a player from the winning team, like keeps taunting the losing team. You know, it's like
I'm sure we could go back and find.
I tried thinking about it. I don't know. I mean, she definitely couldn't win gracefully. But again, it is what it is. Caitlin Clark was fine with it. Of course, people had to make, you know, race. Make it about race, of course, but
I was on Monday. I was watching First Take, and man, it's like Stephen A. and all these guys. I get it; they're great. They, you know, they bring in the viewership and they bring in people, you know, watching and clicking on whatever social media.
Yeah,
but some of it is just like forced gimmicks.
Yeah,
and it's unbearable to watch sometimes. Like right, like he couldn't get off it. He brought it up one time about how it's a race thing, and if it was the other way around, the reactions wouldn't have been that way. And then, but he like wouldn't leave it alone. He kept going back to it, and it's like, do you have anything else to say? Like, it's just tired.
I know. It always goes back to that. I mean, Caitlin Clark did it to her own bench, and Angel Reese like was doing it right to her. Yeah,
I'm the biggest wrestling fan in here. If anybody, I don't care if they're black, white, brown, purple, blue. If anybody's doing the John Cena thing after they're kicking ass, I'm like, that's awesome. That's cool. Like, yeah, let's go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you I'm in too.
You know what I mean? It's fun when you turn it into a race and make it like everything has to be politicized nowadays. It's like crazy. But yeah, whatever.
Everything. And you knew it was coming. When
like she didn't spit on her. You know, she made a gesture.
I know.
She made a WWE gesture.
Yeah.
You know, like, who cares?
By the way,
make it seem like they attacked her. Like,
I know. And by the way, John Cena and also Tony Yayo.
I did see that.
That was a Tony Yayo gesture.
Remember
Tony
that video? Remember the what was the song with the music video where they're doing it?
Now you're dating me, Tony. I have to go back.
Oh my god, this is driving me nuts.
Up in this bitch. I can't think. It's a G Unit
song. In my head.
Yeah. Oh well. Anyway.
But they, you know, somebody said a comment. This is like the best women's basketball has been. I don't know if I agree with that because like there's so. I think now it's more in your face and like there's social media and there's all this stuff and it's properly getting, you know, the attention. But like Pat Summitt and Gina Auriemma, they had some good teams and really good basketball players that went on to the WNBA. I don't know. Is it the best?
Yeah. So I remember betting on one of those Pat Summitt Tennessee games, like one of those Pat Summitt championship games.
Okay.
And then like that game, I didn't bet this game, but watching that game in full versus the game in full, I feel like the level of play has improved like exponentially.
I
couldn't even believe what I was watching on Sunday. I was like, these people are awesome. Like, I remember back in the day watching, you know, we're going like, you know, probably 2010 range, maybe a little before that, maybe, or maybe, you know, like somewhere in there. I felt like I could beat everybody on the floor. I'm like these guys are good, but like, you know, nobody can make a free throw. Nobody can score outside the paint. Now this girl, Caitlin Clark, coming off screen with no space,
yep,
like drilling threes. Steph I was Curry. Like, wow, this is insane. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think the level play and the pace of the game and like 102 points. Like, I feel like an old women's college game was in the 40s. You know, like, it just feels like exponential to me.
For sure. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, no, I agree too.
Yeah, there's girls like routinely dunking now. You see them in the McDonald's All-American game?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Back in the day, it was like one dunk in a WNBA game. It was like, oh man, wow, they dunked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not only Caitlin Clark, that was it, Jasmine Carson. She was 8 for 8 in like the first half. She couldn't miss. She's unconscious.
They could all shoot.
Yeah.
They could all shoot.
And they have great form. And, you know, no, I completely agree. It's definitely seems like a higher level of play. And then that LSU coach, she's great. You know, it's all about, like, in college basketball, it's like the coaches, right? You want these, like, kind of like character type coaches. I mean, that get up she had on, the Tiger get up.
Yeah, where do I get one of those?
Yeah, and she was very charismatic. I didn't realize that's like her fourth title. I'm blanking on her name. I apologize to
Kim Mulkey.
Yes, yes, yes. Where did she come from before? Where did she win other titles?
She's a Baylor.
Oh,
I remember she was a Baylor for a while.
Got it. Yeah,
I don't know where before that, but yeah, Baylor.
Yeah, no, she was great, and she got you know, she seems like this tough woman, and then she was like crying after. I was getting choked up too. I'm like, wow. This is this game's had quite an effect on me, but yeah, no, it was fun. It was fun. I hope there's, you know, more games like that in the women's game. You know, but yeah, we'll see. I guess Caitlin Clark, is she coming back or does she go to the WNBA?
Yeah, they said she's coming back.
Oh, she is coming back. All right, cool.
Wow.
All right.
I think so. She said that. Yeah, I think that's what I saw. She's gonna be back.
Yeah. I mean,
so, like, she had an interview today saying, like, I don't mind it at all. So,
yeah, she didn't
everyone care. Was like, oh, man, next year she's going to be, like, just going crazy with the taunting.
Also, not surprised she's from Iowa. After going to Iowa and realizing how tall every woman is there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, yeah. There was some other players on that team that were huge, like 6'5".
You know, yeah. Adam, yeah. We bet against every Iowa team when we went there, and I said, "Man, I wish I was in Iowa on Sunday so I could have bet LSU."
That would have been something.
Like, how awesome would that have been?
Yeah, that would have been the cherry on top.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But yeah, I mean, you know, if Iowa didn't get in foul trouble, you know, would they have won or would it have been close? I don't know. LSU's good; they're really good, and I guess Angel Reese was the player of the year, right? Did she win player of the year?
Player of the year or player of the game?
Definitely tournament most outstanding player I saw.
Maybe that was it. Okay. Yeah. And she's a transfer too. I guess she went to Maryland. I guess she's a PG County, Maryland person. Same with Hawkins, right?
Yeah.
From UConn? Yeah.
Hawkins. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's pivot over to that, Paul, if you wanna leave the pod for a minute here.
I mean,
and
torture. I mean, but now I'm good. Like, their college basketball's daddy. That's it. There's no more like talking shit against them. They're unbelievable.
Yes,
and they deserve. They won every game by what, double digits this year. There was no luck. Like the 2014 championship. They're a weird program, right? So before this year, I think won one tournament game since 2014. One.
Wow.
Was that the Shabazz year?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was Shabazz, which that year just really, they were not that good. And they just got hot the right time, went through everybody. They were not the best team even close. But 9 years, they were one tournament game. They had like four losing seasons. But when they make a run, they just capitalize every single time. So I don't know what is. It's the third coach who's won a title with them now. Ollie Calhoun, now Hurley.
That's amazing.
And five championships in 25 years. To me, they've surpassed everybody. Duke, they have the same amount of titles as Duke. I think Kentucky, they were showing, has like two titles in like 30 years or 35. Like,
yeah,
no one compares to Connecticut. No one. So, you know, it pains me. I really feel like
you put them ahead of Kansas, UNC, Duke.
Oh yeah, Kansas, absolutely. Duke, and also they're not getting, you know, five McDonald's All-Americans yearly like these guys. If you go through like the recruiting classes,
that's right,
they get like 10% of what they get, and they also don't have the resources that these other teams have. They don't have, you know, the media hype behind them. It's, I don't know, but between them and the women's, they own college basketball.
That's true.
They own it.
That's true. Why? Yeah, it's weird that they don't get. You made a great point about the media hype when they play in the shadow of ESPN, like they're right there. You know? So it is kind of
like one of the pet peeves. UConn fans, like, they despise ESPN for some, like, and they think that they get no respect, which I think is true.
Yeah,
you know, because people are asking, like, are they a blue blood? Like, what does that even mean?
It's funny you say that, because the conversation going into the Final Four was there's no blue bloods, but meanwhile UConn's sitting there with four titles.
They're in the,
like,
conversation
just because they didn't win a title in 1950 with Adolf Rupp. Like, really? Like, well, like, the tournaments were like, what, 16 teams? Like, it was a joke. You can't compare those two eras. Like,
no.
The 64 or whatever, 64 and 68 team era, that's the real champions. You know what I mean? That's like the hardest championship to win in sports, I believe. The NCAA title.
Yeah.
It's one and done. Six games in a row. You can't have one game off.
Nope. No. Definitely not. And yeah,
well, they deserved it. I mean, just watching that first game against Iona, it was a wrap. They didn't
play a competitive game. Didn't play one competitive game the whole tournament. And I know, because I bet against them like four times in a row. And I was like, what the hell am I doing? Betting against this team.
Yeah, the Aztecs, they made it within five at one point, but, you know, and I joked to you guys, I was watching the odds fluctuate, you know. I was thinking about live betting it, but glad I didn't, obviously. But San Diego State they just didn't have an answer. And there's gonna be a few NBA players coming out of this, right?
Hawkins for sure.
Yeah,
I mean, he'd be in that Nick draft pick range, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
but yeah, Sonogo, a guy like that in the mid 90s, early 2000s, he'd be surefire first round pick, like lotto pick, right? Where does he fit into the NBA?
How tall is he? He's not that tall, right? He's just big guy.
He's like 6'8", yeah.
Yeah, like what kind of, I don't know where he would fit.
Where does he fit?
Yeah, in the league. Interesting.
I like Jackson.
Do you think anybody on this team would crack the all UConn team or no?
No.
No, right?
They're so loaded. I mean, if you look back,
That's a good point. Let's do it. All UConn team, obviously Ray Allen, well, Rip Hamilton,
right?
Okafor.
You got Okafor. You got Cliff Robinson, Khalid El-Amin,
Ben Gordon,
Rudy Gay, Ben Gordon,
Butler. They have a bunch of guys.
Karan Butler. Yeah,
they were loaded.
Hilton Armstrong, Josh Boone, Jake Voskal, Travis Knight. You go on and on.
Did we mention Kemba Walker?
No, yeah, Kemba Walker. Didn't mention him. Holy shit. Yeah.
Marcus Williams. They had a bunch of
people. AJ Price.
Shabazz Napier.
Yeah.
Ryan Boatwright.
Josh Boone.
Yeah.
To beat.
Josh Boone.
Yeah.
To beat.
Wow. Second pick.
Stanley Robinson.
Yeah, to beat.
A lot of dudes.
To beat was shouted out in that weird. These Coke commercials are really weird and random. Do you know what I'm talking about? With Lil Dicky and that other guy?
Yeah. Yep.
They're so random. Yeah.
Who's that? They have Danielle Marshall.
Yeah. Wow. Jeez. You know what? It is shocking after just naming all those people, all the titles, all the success, that they're just not in the conversation enough. It's weird.
No.
It is weird.
That won't change. Even, like, I saw, like, way too early, top 25. Yeah, a few people had UConn, like, out of respect, but, like, 90% of them I saw were Duke, Kentucky. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, it's always those teams. Have you ever, I mean,
stupid.
Storrs, Connecticut, middle of nowhere. I think I've passed the exit. I think that's on 84, like one time.
Yeah, me too.
And it's like middle of nowhere. Like, obviously, I didn't pull off and like see the campus or anything, but there was like nothing around there. It is in bumblefuck. But yeah, I mean, they get talent, and you know, they make it work. Hurley's going to be there a long time, and they'll probably be good for a long time. Which is very unfortunate for football.
You might have, I don't worry about it. Like, now it's like Boeheim's gone. Hughes can actually start getting guys again. The Big East, man, is going to be legit. Patino's there.
It's getting good.
Georgetown, he'll be back. Nova's still there. Marquette. Like, these teams in the Midwest. Marquette, Xavier, Creighton.
How about St. John's?
And then the Johnnies.
St. John's.
Patino.
Yeah. Yep.
That would be great, right? I mean, we grew up on the Big East. That's when I was, at least, excuse me, when I was the most into college basketball. That's when the Big East was king, you know? Hasn't been the same.
I thought it was a really fun tournament. You know, a lot of crazy upsets.
Amazing
games.
Even
right down to the final four, like buzzer beaters and stuff like that. A little bit anticlimactic in the final, but overall, I really enjoyed it.
I agree. Yeah, it absolutely. It was great. There was a handful of just like, oh my God, that game was amazing. Even the FAU San Diego State game, which I had FAU, they were winning the entire game, and then they lose.
That
last
was incredible.
Shot. That was amazing. I was like, oh my God. But yeah, I mean, countless games. I mean, from round one all the way till, you know, the final four. So yeah, no complaints.
Yep.
No complaints. So good stuff. But
now it's NBA time.
Yeah. So you brought up a good, you know, you're talking about Hawkins. You know, he was right in that Knicks territory. But right now, I mean, the Mavs. So Luka just came out and said he's going to play the last few games. Like, I think he still has it in his head that they have a chance to get in the play-in, won the play-in. I mean, where are they right now? What are they?
So
they're a game out.
They're game out.
Game out, but they don't have the tiebreaker against the Thunder. So I think they basically have to go. Yeah, they have to catch up with two games against the Thunder.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I think I read win out and get a little bit of help.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Thunder have a tough schedule. I think the Thunder play at Golden State tonight and some other tough games.
So what,
and the Mavericks are home.
NBA Tankathon has them at
10.
10, exactly. So they have three games left?
Yeah, three.
Three home games. They play Chicago at home, the Kings at home, and I think a shitty team.
Oh, so all home too. Okay.
Yeah, it's all home games.
Interesting.
They gotta win. They gotta win out.
They gotta win out.
Basically, have to win out. And but where does that put them for seeding wise for the draft? Knicks still have a chance.
No, they're 10. They're 10. So they need to win. I'm not looking at standings. I'm looking at
Tankathon.
Yeah, Tankathon. So Tankathon has them at 10. We need to win. They need to be 11 for the Knicks to get the
correct.
Pick.
So they need to win out. Basically, we have to root for the Mavs these next three games.
Root for you,
right?
Mavs win, Thunder lose, and even the Wolves. I don't know if they can catch many. The Nets are helping.
The Nets are up 10, I think, right now. So
okay,
yeah. It's possible for them. So Dallas got to win.
Yeah, obviously, no cheers from Adam. He's loving this.
this is the second half of the season after the trade deadline. Watching the Mavs is basically porn for me.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's been
incredible. Oh my God!
What is
every night watching this team melt?
Unless they all right, let's say they win the next three games, they get in the play-in, they get past the play-in, they go far, you know, like, and then maybe, you know, they could talk about signing Kyrie, but let's say they don't make the playoffs. Like, where do they go? What are they going to do?
So I was going to say that, like, immediately, like after the year, Kyrie's going to bolt. But like, I feel like both sides are in a situation where they need each other at this point. Like, Dallas doesn't have any other options. They kind of back themselves in a corner to where they kind of have to pay it, Kyrie. Yeah. And I don't think there's a team out there outside of Dallas that's going to pay him. So I kind of think they're just gonna run it back and then figure out if they can add some pieces in either free agency or via trade. But I don't know. I feel like that's their only avenue.
Yikes. And Juice, Paul, you think you agree with that?
Yeah. And I don't understand. You can't give this guy a contract. You can't.
I know.
Can't be trusted.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
And I think Luka's already, he's just tired. He's tired of him. He's lamenting for Jalen today. He's like, great guy. He's a great player. You know. he's gotta be so pissed off at Cuban.
Yeah, every time he talks now, it's like so glue, you know, it's just so depressing. He's clearly and I saw a stat, like his plus minus since Kyrie joined the team is like minus 20 something, and Kyrie's is like plus 20 something. I don't know, something crazy. I don't know what that means, but you know, clearly they're not working well together. But
I think, I don't know if it would happen early like this summer, but he might just like one random day, Shams or Woj are going to tweet like Luka Doncic has requested a trade.
Oh man, that would be something. I would totally see it. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
You know,
it's funny.
You think about like the landscape of the NBA and like which franchises are in the best situations and which franchises are in the worst situations. And like Dallas has, what is Luka, 23?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, probably.
Like a 23-year-old top three player with like team control for another 4 years. And they're like one of the five worst situations in the NBA because of the way they built the team around them. It's incredible. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
Yeah. And I was joking to you guys. So a bunch of pods ago, we talked about, you know, if we weren't a fan of our own teams, you know, what franchise would we latch on to? And I said the Mavs. Looking back now, hell no. Hell, what a fucking dumpster fire. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so I regret that one. If Kyrie doesn't sign with the Mavs, probably the only other team I can really see. I mean, I don't even think it's the Lakers. Clippers, maybe? Because they were interested in trading for him at the deadline. So I could see them, maybe.
I could see that.
You know?
Yeah, that's another team that's like so far all in that if they don't win a title this year, it's like, fuck it, let's just keep like doubling down.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, they got a new arena coming soon. Like, they need players. You know? They need star players. So I could see that. But Lakers seem like not that interested, right? At this point.
They're playing so good. It's like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to mess with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's Nick Wright, you know, blowhard, LeBron, you know, lover. He thinks they have a shot. I sent earlier that crazy stat that AD and LeBron have not played 5 games in a row with each other since they've been together, which is nuts.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so who's to say they're going to go on a play? I mean, if they're healthy, you know, can they go on a run here? Do they have a shot here? I mean, the West is kind of up for grabs. I think they might, to be honest.
So right now they're in 7th. I think ESPN had them at like 44% chance of possibly getting that 6th. If they're in 7th, who they play? Memphis first round? Is Memphis in the 2-1? I think they do play Memphis,
yeah,
right?
Yep, I think so.
I don't know. It's hard for me to imagine them like, okay, I don't know. Memphis has been pretty good this year. It's hard for me to imagine them winning that series. And if they do get to 6, they play Sacramento. I kind of like them better against Sacramento.
The West is going to be wild.
It's going to be the wild, wild West. You're right. Every team is like, yeah, there's like no favor. I mean, you could say, oh, what about Golden State? But they can't win on the road.
They're going to play the Suns round one, maybe.
That's crazy. Yeah, the Suns.
That's something that might happen.
Yeah, the
no, well, so I'm looking at it now, and six plays 3, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sacramento has a big lead on Phoenix. they are 4 games up on the win column.
Okay.
And 4 losses. Most likely, it's going to be Golden State versus Sacramento. And that's tough for the Kings in their first, like,
I know,
ending the drought, and you play these guys. That kind of stinks.
That's a bummer. That's a bummer. I love this Kings. Yeah, I love this Kings team.
Golden State.
Yeah. Kind of crazy, though. Wiggins, who was their second best player on last year's title team, I mean, he's not coming back, right? What's going on with him? He's got like a whole bunch of
He's coming back.
He is coming back. Okay.
He's back tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, he's back tonight.
Okay. Well, we'll see. this is going to be amazing. I mean, it really, I have no idea who's coming. Nuggets, you know, I know they're the one seed, but I just don't see it. I just don't see it.
No.
Right? I mean, the Kings are really fun. You know, Clippers are still sneaky.
Okay. You're going to get Suns Clippers round one. Like, the winner of that series could win the West.
I know. It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts. I really have no idea. Any team can win it, which is cool. So,
are there any teams you don't want to see from the West go
to the finals?
Yeah.
I'm kind of over the Warriors.
I think the Suns and the Warriors, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely don't want
the Suns. Oh, definitely don't want the Suns there. Yeah, fuck them. Warriors, yeah, we've been there, done that. Kings would be awesome. Lakers would just be interesting because of all the, you know, LeBron and all, you know, all that. Even though I don't want them to win it. Yeah, definitely Suns or Warriors would suck.
Who would you guys pick?
Yeah.
Oof, right now.
Man.
Put a gun to my head. I probably got to put a... head, right? Oh, man, it's so hard.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Really tough, right?
Yeah.
Man, we would have been dead by now.
I'm gonna go out of limb and I'm going to say the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I think that's... If everybody's healthy and head on straight, I think that's the team.
Yeah, I'm going
to... I think I trust that the most on both sides, you know?
I hate to say it, but I'm still rocking with the Warriors.
So, okay.
Yeah. I hate to say it. Yeah.
So you get the Warriors? Okay.
Yeah. So wait, I said Warriors.
I go with the Grizzlies.
So yeah. All three of you are going Grizzlies.
Be Grizzlies.
Okay.
Oh, and Juice too? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
Also, the Suns haven't lost with KD in the lineup.
No, you know what? Can I change mine? I want to say Suns. I'm going to say Suns.
You're going to say Suns. Okay.
No. No, tough one, no.
Flip-flopping.
Yeah. It's all plausible. All plausible.
I'll take the healthy Durant over anybody.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So he
has
not.
He's like 23. He's like 23-2 in his last 25, by the way.
Jesus. Yeah.
Is LeBron even healthy? Is LeBron healthy, or is he just like fighting through it? He's probably like not even close to 100%, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
You never know with him.
They said he like needed surgery. They said he needed surgery in his foot.
Yeah, didn't he have to go to? He went somewhere, like across. Like, did he go to Asia or some bullshit to like get some special surgery done, or Europe?
Probably. Knowing him. Yeah. Probably.
I think he got TRT over there.
What is that?
Injection.
What is it?
Maybe a little GH, testosterone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. Was it the 15th? Well, the play-in starts next week, right? It's the 11th to the 14th. Yeah. Okay.
Soon.
Yeah. So right now we have who? Geez, so you still have it up? The standings?
I have it up. Yep.
So what's the West, 7 through 10? But that could change, right?
Right. So seven, yeah, they're all like around the same. So, okay, at 7 and 8, you're tied completely. But the Lakers have, I guess, the tiebreaker. So Lakers are at 7. Pelicans are at 8. 9 is the Timberwolves, and 10 at the moment is Oklahoma City Thunder.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, that's incredible, given their roster, to be in the play-in, I think, for Oklahoma City.
Yeah, they're They're a bright young, you know, they're a good young team. You know, Chet coming back next year. And
yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, they're going to be fun to watch in the upcoming years. So, okay, yeah, okay. And then what's the East?
So on the East, you have seven right now at the moment is the Miami Heat. They're 41-37. So Miami Heat, eight is the Atlanta Hawks. They're 39-39, and also 39-39 at number nine is the Toronto Raptors. So you have seven Heat, eight Hawks, nine Raptors, and 10 is the Chicago Bulls. But that it's just the order that's like could be in flux. That's the it'll be those four.
Okay.
Heat, Hawks, Raptors, Bulls.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I think the yeah. Heat and the Raptors are honestly I'm kind of scared of them. Both of those teams, as a Knicks fan, a little bit.
Well, luckily, yeah, we wouldn't have to deal with them, though, luckily.
No, I know, but I just – those teams can make some noise, you know?
For sure.
We'll see.
I think so it looks like it's going to be
– Toronto owns the Knicks.
Knicks, Cavs, and Nets, Sixers, right?
Yes.
Locked in.
Yep, pretty much. The only way it's not locked in is if the Knicks lose out and the Nets win out, then the Knicks and Nets will – flip-flop.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, we have Indiana twice. The Knicks will win one of those. They should win one of those. So.
Yeah.
And I think the Nets are probably going to sit, guys, if they clinch that sixth spot.
Probably. Is Benny Boy going to be ready for the playoffs against his former team?
Yeah, he's done.
Oh, he's done.
They shut him down.
Okay.
He's done.
Jesus. That is brutal.
They're hoping for training camp next year.
That is brutal.
Hey, hoping.
Hey, hoping. Yeah. Hoping and praying. Yeah. Hoping. Oh yeah, my, he might oh be done. Boy. Might be done. Do the Nets have any shot in these first round of the playoffs?
I'm giving them a good shot.
Okay.
Slight bias. I like the matchup with Philly, actually. You figure you got Harden and Maxey, I think the Nets have a lot of guards they can throw at those, especially Harden. Like Bridges, he just picks up guys full court every game. So I feel like he's gonna make life hell for Harden. And defensively, I mean, if we're going to talk about Nick Claxton, like he's one of these guys, like all defensive, possibly defensive player of the year for a lot of the stretch. Like, okay, then prove it. Like you're getting beat first round. Let's see it.
You get the MVP.
So I think that's a game of fights.
Yeah, MVP first round. Let's go.
Yeah, let's improve it. Okay, yeah. If you're that good, you know he wants to be in that conversation, and I know he's not going to back down. Like that's a big difference between him and like we had this series in 2018 with Jared Allen and D'Angelo Russell, and Embiid just basically folded Jared Allen to a pretzel, like he just caved, and Allen was done. Like he took one elbow and that was it, and Embiid just absolutely destroyed them that series. So I don't think Claxton's going to do the same thing. I think Claxton's going to fight back a little bit.
Okay. Okay, I like it. Yeah, we'll see. It's gonna be fun. And then Knicks Cavs. This is what the doctor, you know, this is what everyone wanted, right? Donovan Mitchell, you know, supposed to be a Knick, went to the Cavs, and we get it first round. Not much better.
What do you
than
guys
that.
Think?
Man, need Julius back.
Yeah, Paul, you're proceeding with caution about Julius.
Yeah.
You think it's worse?
They can win a couple games without him, but playoffs, you're going to need like that another really good go-to scorer. I trust Brunson in a playoff close game in a playoff setting. Outside of Brunson, I don't know. Who are you really giving the ball to score that you're confident in?
Oh, no.
You need Randle.
No, I agree. No, they need Randle 100%. No, I'm all the way with you. Yeah, no, they need him back. And I think he'll be ready. It's just a matter of, you know, will he be 100%?
I hope, yeah. I don't know. Like, didn't really give too many details, right? They just said, like, a generic sprain.
Yeah, I think so.
I just hope it's, like, not his foot, like, a fracture or anything. Or I don't know. I feel like they're kind of downplaying it.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, that would be such a shame, right? This is, like, the best team we've had in 10 years, you know, so
right.
To go out first round after their, you know, their best player, you know, second team, he's probably gonna be second team all NBA, you know, kind of like a freak after playing every game the whole season too. And he probably would have played every game, right? I don't know if he, maybe he would have sat these last few games, maybe, but
yeah,
you know, that's been Julius's probably biggest strength is how durable he is. So that'd be awful.
But I guess like Brunson, he's done it before in the playoffs now, and he did it last week against Cleveland. He can just go out and drop 40 whenever he wants, it seems like.
Yeah. 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 He practically had 50. And he's just, man, he's just so confident. Like he's so locked in, you know, he doesn't smile. It's great.
If I remember correctly, didn't he give it to Mitchell last year too in the playoffs a little bit?
He did. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. That was great. Yeah, that series. So oh, yeah, we get a rematch of that. It's a good point. Yeah, Knicks are just clicking on all cylinders right now, and it's going to be great. So did they split the season series, or they won 3-1 against the Cavs?
I think it was 3-1.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, yeah. So we'll see.
If quickly Grimes has been unbelievable. If quickly keeps it up, man, they have a lot of really good pieces around.
Yeah, Hartenstein, he's been great.
Hartenstein.
Yeah. Yeah, they just have this 9-man rotation that's just solid. It's great. One of the best benches in the league, if not the best. Even 10-man, you know, you got Deuce too. So,
yep.
Yeah. Juice, what do you think? What do you think the Knicks' chances are?
You know, I think I get confidence in being on the road. We play better on the road than we do at home, so I feel okay. Like, I think if Julius is fine, I think we should beat him in 6 games.
Yeah. Oh, no, I completely agree. I think the Cavs are awesome, but, like, I don't know. Knicks seem to, I think, have their number.
I think the Cavs are, they're good, but I'm not scared of them. I guess that's what I want to say. I'm not nervous about them. I'd be more nervous if we were playing Philly. You know what I mean?
Oh,
but
yeah.
But you know, they don't scare me. It's the next round. I mean, you know, obviously they have to get past Cleveland, but the next round you're looking at Milwaukee. That's gonna give us fits. And you know that Giannis is gonna be annoying and get every call.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean the Bucks, you know, people don't talk enough about them because they're kind of, they're kind of boring, but they're the favorite to win this whole thing, right? You know?
If Cleveland beats the Knicks, I think it's going to go 7.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Spider, he's going to go off. He's gone off. Every game against the Knicks, I think he's pretty much gone off. Maybe there was one where he didn't do much, but yeah, I think if you let him just get all these points, do his thing, whatever, and just contain everyone else, then they should be in good shape, the Knicks.
I kind of think Cleveland's a little regular season-y to me.
Yeah, they could be one of those.
If outside of Mitchell, like I don't know, like Garland, we'll see. Like I don't know who I trust to like create a shot on that team.
Right.
Like who's there? Like okay, maybe Garland a little bit, depending on the situation. But then after that, who's it? Like LeVert? Is that like your number 3 shot creator? Like I don't know. That scares me.
Yeah.
If I'm clear, that scares me.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, Mobley, he hasn't really, I mean, this is what, second year? But like he's definitely not Kevin Garnett, you know, like great defender, but offensively, I haven't seen him do really much of anything. So
yeah, like they have a really good defensive team, but it feels like defense is like kind of a myth in the NBA. So like if you tell me like you have a good defensive team, that tells me like I don't really think that's gonna matter.
Right. Right.
So we'll see, though.
Yeah, not in this era. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. And we shall see. Anything else on the NBA before we move on here?
Who's MVP? Embiid?
Yeah, Embiid. He's going to get it, right? I think it's kind of been decided.
Yeah, I'll give it to Embiid.
Yeah.
I was playing golf today, and one of my buddies was, he was like, you know, what's going on next year with all these changes that they're making, these like mini tournaments and all stuff.
Yeah, the players.
I didn't even have an answer for him. I was like, it's like, honestly, it's too much. It's like, they're trying to solve this, like players sitting out and load management and all this stuff.
And instead of just solving that problem, they've just injected it with like a more complex schedule. And I think now you can only win awards if you played like 60 plus games and stuff like that, or 65 plus games. But it seems like the NBA, they're like Adam Silver's trying to do too much.
Yeah, I can't explain this in-season tournament at all. I have no idea. Does anyone want to give it a shot?
I think, okay, so this is what I got. Okay, so I think like it's going to be scheduled. Well, you're going to end up playing your 82 games.
Yeah.
Except for the two teams that make the championship, they're going to play 83.
Okay.
But essentially what's going to happen is like they're going to pick a designated time. Let's say it's like December. They're going to pick a designated time where every team is in pool play. And then over that time period, I guess the final four with the best records will play against each other in a semifinal matchup. And then there'll be a final matchup. And the winning teams, the players are going to get like $500,000 each or something like that.
But like, what? Like, I don't
money
get
it. I guess the incentive is, well, if there's a tournament where we can get cash at the end, then maybe we'll get these guys to want to play.
Mm-hmm.
But don't they want to? But don't they want to do it like the second month of the season? Right?
Yeah, I'm not sure when they're looking to do it.
I thought I saw like they want to do it in like November, which is like right when the season starts. So I'm thinking, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking it's just the NBA wanting to get viewers because November, it's like, you know, no one's really thinking about the NBA. It's all except for us, you know, and like NBA fans, right? But it's all NFL at that time, so I feel like, yeah, it's just a way to get, like, viewership, you know, make some dollars.
Are they going to, like, be in the locker room with, like, the goggles on, spraying each other with champagne?
Yeah, like, what?
In November?
I'm just wondering how this is good for teams and the players. Like, what's the incentive here other than money for them? Like, I don't know. It's really bizarre. It's really bizarre. I thought they were doing something like this, like, later in the season, or the middle of the season, to eliminate tanking? I don't know. I don't know what the purpose is. Not crazy about it.
I do think the 65-game thing is good because it counts for All-NBA also. So, like, the All-NBA stuff, I think, is linked to some contract extensions. Like, you can get a Supermax, stuff like that. So, I think that should be incentive enough for at least the stars to want to keep playing.
Yeah. No.
It just might also be like gambling wise. Paul brought up a good point. I think Paul mentioned it. Maybe they just want to generate more people, like viewership, eyes, and then gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Like, yeah, man. I'm gonna take the Blazers to win the in season tournament, though, like 200-1.
Yeah. and because I think they want to actually have it in Vegas, right? So that, yeah, that makes perfect sense. You know. For gambling. And you know, when you watch like ESPN games, you know, they have Jalen Rose now to Greeny, you know, giving his bet or whatever. So yeah, obviously it's a big part of the game now.
Listen, I'll bet the in-season tournament.
Oh yeah, of course. We're all gonna do it. We're all gonna watch it. We're gonna love it. I just don't understand it. But I'm sure someone will explain it to us at some point. So yeah. But all right, let's move on to let's look a little baseball, huh? Pitch clock.
How you doing?
Yeah. So
I love it.
Games are flying.
I love it. Every game seems to be, or not every game, but a lot of the games under 3 hours, which is all we were really asking for, right? Was just, you know, quick game. So have any pitchers like complained about it yet? No, right? I think everyone's kind of.
I think they said like, I'm not a huge, like, I think Scherzer came out saying he's not like a huge fan, but he pitches so quick anyway, so I don't know what his problem is.
Right.
I think it's affecting the hitters more.
Yeah.
They got.
I don't know if you saw that one guy. There's one dude that he got up in his stance in the box and he didn't move out of his stance, like between pitches. It's like he just stayed.
Oh, he just stayed.
In batting stance.
He didn't like step
out. He didn't
out.
Get out of the box. He didn't step out. Okay. He didn't dust anything off. He just stayed with the bat.
Yeah.
The whole time. It was really funny. I got to find the clip. I'll send it to you guys.
I think Manny Machado got thrown out of the game today for arguing it. He got, I guess, like, I don't even know what you call it. Is it a penalty for not getting back in time. So he got called out. It was a strikeout. It was strike three.
Oh, shit.
And he argued it, and he got thrown out of the game.
That's great. Okay. Well, kind of like a warning.
Like what if that happens in a really tight playoff game?
I know. Well, the managers are going to be stressing
that's,
it.
That's when...
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay, you know. Yeah, I mean, eventually it could become a nuisance for hitters, and pitchers. I don't know. I'm sure more people are going to complain about it. But, hey, the fans are happy with it, I think.
I think, like, every game that goes on, they'll get more accustomed to it, you would think, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they'll get used to it. I mean, listen, we're only... are we even a week in? No, we're not even a week into the season. So, obviously, we'll keep an eye out for this and see how it progresses. But, yeah, so far, so good. Yankees have looked good. Mets have looked good. So, all seems good on the New York baseball front. And Volpe, the Yanks young whippersnapper, has...
The speed demon.
Yeah. Yeah, Yankees are running a little bit, which is good. Which is good.
Are stolen bases back?
I hope so.
You should get a t-shirt with that, Adam. It's just weird every day.
They were gone. Remember? It was like, oh, no, you're stealing a base? That's, like, against the metrics or whatever. And now, like, I turned to baseball guy, and all these guys are doing is running. I'm like, yeah, this is cool.
Good. Yeah.
Well, I think it's because what? The pitcher, he can't throw it over, like, more than two times?
Right.
Oh, so I was watching a Met game, and... there was something happened with that, and they called a strike on the, or they called a ball on the pitcher because he kept throwing it over there.
Right.
Yeah, I don't really. I wish I had more info than that. Like, I'm sorry, I even mentioned it honestly, but that's all I got.
Yeah, because if you know the pitcher can't throw over, obviously you're like, okay, I'm going this pitch.
Yeah, with the clock, like it's much easier to time it. You know.
Yeah. Yep. That too. All right, that makes sense. Whatever, I'm here for it. I mean, the baseball the last how many years has been strikeout or home run. It's like, come on, let's get some small ball going on. Let's steal some bases. Let's do some, you know, some...
something.
Yeah, get it going. So, yeah,
I'm now, here for it. Now they just got to get Ohtani and Trout out of Anaheim.
I know. It's so crazy, you know, playing a big market like that. But, you know, they're in Orange County. It's not the same. Like, I know they're the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, you know. It's the Anaheim Angels, you know. It's
right.
Yeah. And yeah, they've been so bad. I don't know what's going on there. So yeah, because those are like two. You can argue those are the two like biggest names in the game, and they're on this like crap team. So
shit team. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like the Mavs.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Except the Mavs went to they went to the Western Conference Finals last year.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny. Yeah, so we'll see. Again, not even a week into baseball, so we'll see how it goes. So far, so good though. What else? Juice. Any highlights from WrestleMania?
Oh, you know what? It was a really, really fantastic WrestleMania. It was great. The stage was really cool, like the Hollywood. It was in SoFi Stadium. First of all, SoFi is incredible.
It is.
Like MetLife is like a middle school field.
I know.
Stadium compared to like what that is, unbelievable. It's so awesome.
I know.
But anyway, the stage was really good. My favorite part of WrestleMania always is like it's like the theatrics of it. It's the entrances and all the special effects and everything they do, and they have like pyro. It's like 4th of July on steroids. It's just nonstop, 2 days, hours of fireworks.
Yeah, yeah. How much is it to go to that? Like, worst seat in the house.
That'd be a lot.
So, here's the thing. It's two nights now. They started this during COVID. I think it's probably... You don't have to get both nights. But, I mean, it's a good price. But I think it's worth it because... Listen, if it's a couple hundred dollars, you're there. Like Adam can tell you, I think Adam went. It's hours long. It's so long.
Yeah, it was too long for me.
I had like constructed view seat, and I wasn't really following it, so it was a little too much for me.
Yeah.
What is it like when it is other commercials? I'm stupid. Is it like, or no?
No commercials really. So like in between matches, a lot of times is they'll give you like little like previews or snippets of what happened in a couple weeks, or they go like backstage and do interviews and promos and things like that. But
I always wonder like what happens in between the matches.
Yeah. George Kittle was all over that because like he's a huge wrestling fan, and I think he brought some of the Niners down there. And I think they're all like fans of Roman Reigns and stuff like that. So he got involved, I think, on the first night. He was there and he hit somebody. I forgot who.
Yeah, I saw that. And then, so wait, I've watched the video now of Shane McMahon getting hurt and then Snoop jumping in.
That was awful. So
I know, so bad.
The big surprise was that Shane McMahon came out. But Shane McMahon, him and I think I've mentioned this on this before, but like the Vince McMahon family is like real life secession.
Yeah,
they're all like the siblings don't get along, or they're kind of civil at times. And then like Vince McMahon and Shane had a huge falling out, and like Vince McMahon said something like, "Shane will never be on TV. He'll never hear the crowd cheer for him ever again." And then the big surprise was Shane came out. So everyone's losing their mind. Like, oh, shit, Shane's here. And, like, he's old. And 5 seconds into, like, his match, he does, like, a jump. And he blows out. He tears his quad.
Oh, jeez.
And it was nasty looking. It was gruesome. And so what happens is, okay, what do you do? Like, anybody would be like, oh, shit. Like, what do we do? And Snoop Dogg just came in and, like, picked up the piece. He was incredible. He like, it was really funny. Like he knocked out the Miz, and then he did like his bullshit, like people's elbow.
Yeah.
But most people in that scenario where you see somebody getting this like catastrophic injury, they would be like shitting their pants or don't know what to do. And he like kept the shtick going, you know?
Crucial. Good
for Snoop.
Well, does he?
Yeah. Snoop, he's an entertainer for sure.
I was wondering, did he have like, did they tell him before the show, like, hey, just in case some shit happens like that.
No. Like,
can you be on call?
Man, that's all.
No?
That's all improv. Like, he did. First of all, he's a huge wrestling fan.
Right.
And I think when Shane goes down, like, that's not planned for Shane to get hurt like that. Like, he was just like, okay. They probably had Shane McMahon, like squashing The Miz anyway. He's like, okay, if Shane's hurt, I'm going to do it. So he just did it. He like picked up Shane's part, kind of.
I always wondered that because, like, what? Yeah, I always said like, if one of these guys gets really hurt and they can't continue.
No, so okay, I'll give you another example. There was a steel cage match, Hell in a Cell, right? It was Edge versus dude Finn Balor, and like fuck ups happen. So
of course,
Edge throws a ladder at Finn Balor, and it hits him in the head, the top of the head, for real. I'm telling you, it split him. Like open. Huge.
Wait, was this right at this WrestleMania?
Yeah, this WrestleMania.
Oh my god.
So his head is split wide open. And they should have, he was bleeding a lot. They should have stopped the match. But what they do is they put the camera on Edge so you don't see Finn, like what's happening. And what they did was at the ring, they fucking stapled his head.
Oh my god.
They put some glue so the bleeding stops. And then they put like a staple or a couple staples in his head at the ring. You don't see this on camera because the camera's on Edge, and Edge is like doing whatever he's doing. And he's like, let's continue it. Then how I know this is like, I'm on Twitter, like looking at like what I wanted to see what happened. And they took him in the back, and then the real doctors, you know, removed the staples and really like stitch him up properly. But man, his head was split. Like I want to say like 8 inches, 6 inches.
That's gross. Incredible.
So I know it's fake, but they like fuck ups happen, and they gotta just like roll with it. It's weird.
Yeah, no, I mean they're amazing entertainers, right? I mean, being a great, you know, like who are the best actors? Broadway show, you know, Broadway people, right? And you gotta improvise sometimes. If shit, you know,
goes, it's kind of like method acting. So method you're acting. Like in yeah. there, and you're just like. You're just in it.
Yeah, it's like an athletic, violent Broadway.
Yeah. No, it's right. These guys are so talented. Yeah, because, I mean, not only are they acting, but, like, you know, they're crazy athletic. I mean, they're like, what was I telling you? Like, Logan Paul, he's like a trapeze artist. But he's not the only guy that's like that. They're all, like, kind of like that, yeah.
He ziplined to the ring.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm thinking, what the hell, man? He's not like, it's not like he's been wrestling his whole life. Like, he's been doing it now maybe for, like, 2 years. You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty amazing. Like, get in the air like that. He's like on top of the fucking, like, in the air in the 80,000 seat stadium, ziplining to the ring. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah.
What's the deal with Vince's mustache
or the whole look in general? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't know. He had his like eyebrows dyed really dark, and he had like this thin mustache that's also like dyed, and he just looks like. Really terrible. I don't know who told him like that was a good look.
He looks like an evil Asian dictator or something. Like, I don't know.
And the funny thing is, I get it, like, if he's, like, testing out new looks, like, but now, like, they're in the news every day. They just sold. So,
yeah.
He's on TV a lot.
And him and Ari Emanuel teaming up is, I mean, that's an odd couple right there. So... That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'd love to have a reality show on that on that dynamic. But
yeah, really crazy.
Whatever works. WWE is bigger than ever now, I feel like. Do you agree?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's really huge. Definitely.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, not going anywhere. It's pretty amazing. But what's the next big pay-per-view?
They're going to Puerto Rico. Like, they're trying to go everywhere now, but they have one next month at Puerto Rico. The next big one is probably, like, I think Money in the Bank, and that's in June. And then always SummerSlam is the end of summer, and that's a huge one too. So
okay,
but yeah, pretty popular.
Okay, very good, very good. And then the next biggest sporting event that we got coming up, the Masters. When is that?
It's
2 weekends, great. Right?
Thursday. No, it's Thursday.
Oh, it's this weekend. Oh, shit.
It's always Easter, right?
Coming in half. Yeah.
Is it always Easter?
It doesn't always fall on Easter.
Yeah,
but
I was going to say.
This year, yes. Easter Sunday will be Master Sunday.
That's cool. What's
the big storyline is this is the first Masters with all the live guys. So, like, there's, like, 18 live golfers. Six of them are champions. So, six of them, tonight they're having the most awkward dinner ever.
Wait a minute. So, they're allowed to come back, like, in fourth?
For the majors. Yeah, the majors are allowed.
Interesting.
To
I didn't know that either. Back. Interesting. Okay. Cool.
So the one of the big Masters.
Double dipping.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. But one of the big traditions is the dinner, the champions dinner, and that's tonight. And, like, a lot of some of the live guys are suing the PGA and suing people on the tour and stuff like that. So tonight they're having this dinner, and there's, like, six live guys there. And some of the PGA guys don't, you know, like each other, let alone, like, the live guys that are suing them. So it's just one – that's a big storyline. But I think the media's making it out to be, like, crazier than it is.
A little awkward, but who won last year again? I forgot.
Scottie Scheffler.
Ah. That's right.
Oh, Scotty.
He's the favorite with Rory McIlroy.
Okay. Rory, your
Josh,
guy.
You got any best bets, Josh?
Cam Smith, right?
You know, I like Cam Smith, but he hasn't been playing well, and he's a live guy, and they haven't, you know, he's not playing the top tournaments against the top talent. I think this is the year. You know, I bet Scotty again to repeat, but I don't know. It feels like this might be the year that Rory McIlroy finally does it.
Ah.
Becomes a Grand Slam. Yeah.
That would be
cool.
Yeah,
it feels like that.
That would be cool. I'll be rooting for him. I'm probably, you know, I'd like to bet somebody. Obviously his odds are probably the highest, so I don't want to bet that.
Yeah, I think right now you can get him. You can get him at +750 right now.
Okay.
A lot of people love Jordan Spieth. A lot of people love Jordan Spieth. I've seen a lot of action on Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, you can never, you know, deny him. He's always, I feel like, in the mix, right? He hasn't won it in a while, but he's always in the mix. Tiger's
He's been playing really good. Tiger's in it.
He is playing.
The weather's supposed to be really bad. The weather's supposed to be bad on Saturday. It's supposed to be rainy and cold. So a lot of people think if he makes it that far, you know, how's he going to walk?
What's the what's the vibe if one of these live guys wins the Masters?
Oh yeah.
What's that look like? Like, how would you feel?
Greg Norman, who is, I think he's like running this whole thing, right? Liv, he's the head of Liv. I don't even think he's allowed at Augusta. They're not going to let him there. Or if they do, he's like gets like general seating, like a regular human. But he said that if a Liv guy wins, all 18 guys are going to go on and celebrate with him on the green. That I kind of want to see that. That would be kind of cool.
That would be really cool. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Greg Norman's a G.
And that would be a total fuck you to the PGA. I don't know. I want to find a bet where I could bet. I think a Liv guy could win, definitely. I like Dustin Johnson. I like Brooks Koepka. Of course, like Cam Smith was my favorite golfer before he left. That'd be cool.
I would definitely – Let us know if that bet is – well, I'll look it up too. But I feel like FanDuel won't have a cool bet like that. But someone will. Will a Liv golfer win the Masters? I'm down with that. How many guys? 17?
Yeah, so you get 18 guys out of like – I think there's
a lot. I love it.
70-something people. So you should get good odds on that.
I loved it. I love it. Yeah. Let's go.
I think they will have something. I think FanDuel will have something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say they definitely will by the time they tee off.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm pumped for the Masters. It sucks about the weather. I fly to North Carolina Friday night. So, yeah, I don't know. I'll be fairly close. Wilmington.
Yeah. I think Charlotte's only 2 hours away.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not too far. So,
shout out to my guy Brian Harmon, who I got at 190-1, $100 to win 19K.
Wow!
The odds went up.
Wow!
After I put it in. So now it's 124K. So I fucked up. But
this is my argument, right? If they have your money already, if you put the bet in and they have your money, you should be able to like get the odds.
100%.
I agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I tried to cash out. We'll give you 36 back.
Do any of the books do that?
Nah.
I don't think so.
There's not one out there that does that. One should do it. Like, everyone will sign up for that.
Here's the thing. If I bet somebody a month ago and the odds are high and then they lower, right? It's like, oh, I get rewarded. Good on me for betting it a month ago. It's like first come, first serve, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But if I bet it a month ago and the odds get longer, it's like, you already have my money. Fuck you. Like, I should be able to pull it out and then re-bet it and get the good odds.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to figure out what would happen if the odds went up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bad practice round? Or?
No, you know what happens, man? Everybody throws money. Like everywhere, and it's like basketball or football. It causes the lines to move.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of people are betting on this. Why Harmon? I don't know anything about him.
He's lefty.
Oh, okay. Why not?
That's it.
That's it. Has he won a major?
I love that.
Has he won a major before?
No.
No.
Yeah.
He's a good golfer. Good golfer.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna have to take a look at it. See what I like. Let me see. May as well check while we're talking about this.
But it's cool. It's one of the cool, like, everything is so pristine and green, and I don't know. It's just like one of the cooler tournaments. They have the Champions Dinner. They have the green jacket. It's really probably like everyone's favorite tournament of the year.
Didn't you go?
It's America.
You went on a Monday or Tuesday, right? Juice?
No, I've never. No,
you didn't go.
So it's a lottery. No,
I think he said his friend. Did your friend go and had like the food?
Oh, your friend? Yeah. Or something? I think that's what it was.
So my friend orders. They offer like a package where you can get the food from the Masters, like delivered to you.
Oh, that's what you got. Yes. That's what you got.
Okay.
But to actually go, you can enter a lotto, and if you win the lotto, then you pay the tickets, and the tickets are anywhere from $75 to $150. If I don't win the lotto, but I want to go, it's like $4,000 or $5,000.
Wow. How's Patrick Reed, Fat Pat? How's he been?
He's the most hated guy ever.
No, I know, but he's won it before, right? And he's
won it before. So he's the live guy, and he's one of the assholes suing all these PGA guys.
Ah, I figured that. He's plus 7,500.
He's won the Masters.
Yeah.
He won a Master.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know. Anything is possible. No, he's...
He's a scumbag, that guy. I've never met anybody who likes that guy.
Yeah, he's plus 7,500. I don't know. He's won it before. He's, you know. DeChambeau, your boy, Juice, plus 13,000.
He sucks. I don't know why he's even in the tournament.
Uschhausen, plus 14. There's some big names with some good odds here.
Uschhausen.
Soufflé, Paul's boy, is plus 2,500.
Yeah, Soufflé, my guy.
Xander Schauffele. Yeah, he's good. It'd be cool if Xander wins.
Yeah. Maybe I'll... I don't know. I gotta do some research, you know. Juice, so give me a guy. Who's a good long shot? If anyone would know, it'd be you.
Let me see. Let me look at it. Hold on.
All right. Yeah.
Tone, you could jump on the Brian Harman train. I'm on this bandwagon.
like you want it above 2,000?
Yes.
Above 2,000 long?
Yes. You know me. I like, you know, low risk, high reward.
I would say,
what about Tommy Fleetwood? I like his look.
I would go Cameron Young, 3,200. He's from Sleepy Hollow, New York.
Oh,
he went to Fordham Prep.
Okay, Westchester kid, Cameron Young. Yeah, Cam really Young. Good. Okay, I like it. What is it? Plus 3,200.
Yep.
All right. Cool.
$10 will win you $320.
Boom.
Buy me a slice when you win.
One, you got it. You got it. All right, Cam Young. There it is. Should be fun. And all right, guys. What else? Are we all caught up on Succession?
Yep, watch it today.
I'm not, but you guys.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Okay, so episode 2 is amazing. So I'm the only one who watched it. Episode 2 was amazing. So that's all I'm going to say.
I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah, it was so
good. Yeah, I'll try to.
I thought episode 1 was good too.
I fell behind on TV.
What'd you say?
I said I fell behind on TV with all the moving.
Oh, well, the moving. Right. Oh, yeah. You know, congrats, Adam. New digs, new crib.
No, thanks. Thanks.
That's exciting. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Also, congrats. I know Juice is going to hate me here. To the Don.
Oh God!
What in fantasy?
Christ! Yeah, I'll send that email tomorrow where I congratulate him. And
I knew it was gonna happen. I knew he was gonna win.
Eighth seed.
And we're talking fantasy basketball.
Yeah, eighth seed. Just like you called it, Juice. You're like, an eighth seed usually wins, or right? Has that happened before? Or you're just, you were just saying that.
Yeah, it's definitely happened. Yeah. But, you know, like, the thing is with him, right, is if you look at the transactions, I have, like, 12. And transactions means, like, pickups and trades the whole entire year. I think I have 12 or 15. Call it 15. He has, like, 88. So, like, if I'm telling you, everybody just says no to the deals, he will be in last place. He will not make the play.
So I'm going to announce on the spot. I already told him he just got his last transaction, last deal with me. We're done. That's it.
What'd he say?
That's it. He laughed. He's like, okay. I don't think he believed me. But
he didn't wait to celebrate. I saw him in the Dominican Republic in the Dream Team jersey. Did I see that online?
Yeah, crazy.
Well, listen, I think he knew the title was coming, so he celebrated.
The Don, living the dream.
The problem is, I got to figure out how to fix this league because, like Paul said, we have the playoffs in like the tanking time, so it's annoying when people sit.
And then, like you said, Tony, too, like, it's hard to, you know, you're trying to start the guys and they, like, sit out to be able to, like, plug them in.
Yeah.
Like, pull but I got to figure that out. I don't know. I don't know if Yahoo allows it, but we could figure something out.
Well, the reason why I think they allow it is because when a guy is out, they give you suggestions on who to replace him with. And it's like such a tease. It's like, I can't do it.
The option is to change it every day. Set your lineup every day. But I just don't know who's going to do that.
Yeah,
that's tough for me.
That might be tough every day. But I feel like, you know, if a guy goes out, you can at least replace him.
I think they have an option that in the beginning of the week, if you just you click start active players. So if there's a guy out, it automatically puts a guy that's active.
Okay.
And it does it for the whole week. It's like a robo thing. Yeah.
I would love that. I'll look into that.
But it's
sure.
But it's automatic. You can't choose what player goes in for what goes in for.
No, you can if you're paying attention. But even if you're not, like, it'll put a generic guy for you on your bench.
Okay.
That's playing.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess look into it. Otherwise, my first year, I had a blast. I had fun. I didn't come in last, second to last. I learned a lot of lessons, and I'm looking forward to next year.
Yeah, it's fun. I miss it.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Yeah. Durability, durable players, which there aren't many of them anymore, but that's the key, right?
Yeah.
Or if
maybe the new CBA is going to help the league.
Maybe. Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. But, yeah. And, all right, guys. Anything else? Did we miss anything? We got to a lot of things tonight.
Maybe next time Aaron Rodgers be a Jet.
Yeah, we didn't even get to NFL, but there's been...
I can't believe he's still not a Jet.
I know.
So when is this happening?
It's going to happen, I think, like a day or two before the draft, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll definitely cover that on the next pod for sure.
When is the draft?
29th? 27th? Okay. Something like that. Yeah, end of April.
Yeah.
It looks like our next pod's going to be on like the 18th-ish, so that could be like the draft pod.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. NBA playoff, too.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure.
But,
get body.
All right, we got to go.
All right, chickens. Later.
Take care.
Peace.
Comb your hair.
Later.
You're welcome. You're welcome.